Hello, everyone, and welcome to a MaderCast. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader. This podcast may contain adult language, strong language. It may also include description of sexual intercourse. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the MaderCast Season 2. I'm Jammin' Jerry Mader here with you on a Thursday where it is opening day for the Detroit Tigers. And I think the Cubs play today as well, but I'm not exactly sure right now. I didn't bother to look at the schedule today because I've been busy all day frickin' long. Would you like to know what I've been doing all day? Well, my cat, as you know, good little cat that I have. Everybody loves Pearly. You might want to know that she got some toys today. She got toys. She got a fish that she loves so much she decided to hump it. Yeah, you heard that correctly. She decided to have sex with it. That's how much she loves it so much. And, okay. Whatever floats your boat, Pearl. Damn. I mean, I've heard of interspecies sex, but it's a toy. It, you know, can't reciprocate. Anyway. So, we have that. And she had gotten a couple of Mylar balls, which crinkle and, you know, they make some noise and they crinkle up and they sound kind of cute. She likes them, so. And she got some play mice. They're little mice that she can bat around. There's a couple of, there's a feather mice, they call it, which has the tail. And on its tail, it has like a, it's not really feathery. It's more like fur. She's like a strip of fur coming down. Fake fur. And then she got another one that has like a cord type thing on the end of its tail. It's kind of cool. And then she got a couple of, other kind of fish. She got a bell thing. This thing, it's a, well, it's kind of like a bell, but it's actually a mouse, a feather mouse, they call it, but it's inside of a metal cage ball, and she can bat it around and play with it. And here she comes to tell you all about it. Hi, Pearl. You done playing now? She's all tired out from playing, but she just might go back and have at it again. She got a, and all of these from my mom, by the way. My mom got her these stuff. She didn't get her anything for Christmas, so she got her some toys to play with. Hi, Pearl. Did you get your toy? Huh? You get new toys, huh? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was just telling everybody on the podcast here about your toys. Oh, yeah. And your fish. I told them about your fish. With catnip in it. That's the one I told you that she decided to make love to. I think it's more of a dominance thing. Anyway, but it was funny to watch. And then she got this little toy. And you put batteries in it, and she slaps it with her paw, and it starts spinning around and spitting out treats. It's about as big around as a baseball. A little bit smaller than a baseball, maybe an inch smaller than a regular baseball, but it's a hard plastic ball, and it has the a motor inside of it that causes the ball to roll because it vibrates and rolls. And it has a little place where treats come out of the end of it, or come out of it. There's got like a little hole that the treats jiggle so much they come out of the hole. And it only puts out one treat at a time though, so she can't get more than one out of it. But it's a really neat little toy, and it has a little light that flashes off and on that gets her attention, like a laser pointer to it, like a laser pointer might. Only this is in a ball, and it has a thing on the top, and it's kind of got like a it's just sort of like a little wand. Picture this long plastic rod, and it comes up, and there is some little felt and styrofoam pieces that hang off of it that she can bat. But if she bats them, the ball moves away. It starts rolling. And she has to chase it. And that's the idea. It makes the ball roll. But it doesn't. Well, when she bats at them, somehow it moves the ball. And the ball starts rolling. Even if you slap at the ball, it'll move. It'll roll. There's no sensor on it. I looked. I don't think there's a sensor on it. And, she got some, she got two of them. Then she got this thing. It's like a little fishing pole, like rod. Teaser wand, they call it. And you can, we haven't got it together yet because I don't know how to put it together. It has a string, or like a long sort of thing. And you're supposed to be able to anyway. Put things on, like, there's some toys that come with it, a couple things, like a feather with a bell on it that, like, helps them hunt or whatever, I don't know. It's a long-looking thing. It don't even look like a real feather. It looks more like a piece of fur. Anyway, there's that. And then it has this fish that's on the end of it that she can catch and reel in. Or she can grab a hold of with her teeth and play with. And it's got a couple things on it. But that came with the toy that had the catnip in it that she likes. And so that's what we've been doing all day today. Pearly and I have been messing around with that. What a lovely day it is, though. It's opening day. For the Tigers, the home opener. Not opening day for baseball, but it's the Tigers' home opener today. And I'll be watching that game later on. I got it DVR'd. I'm drinking Coke, by the way, in case you're wondering what the hell I'm drinking so furiously. Because I'm a furious drinker, you know. I don't just drink a little bit. I smash! Anyway. But yeah, welcome into season 2, everybody. And we hope you'll have a great day today. And we are very excited about season 2. Because season 2 is going to be about... Season 1 was just getting into the podcasting thing. I was just starting out. But season 2 is going to become a sort of diary of diaries. It's going to be... I'm going to let loose on a lot of things you would not think of. You wouldn't think would bother some people. But they bother me, and I'm going to tell you about them. And I want to go ahead and introduce a brand new chapter or a brand new segment. And... let's go ahead and bring it in right now, because we don't have an intro. I have to make an intro for it yet. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Fuck You Awards are about to begin. And I got a few people to say fuck you to in my own special way. And let's start those Fuck You Awards and have the first person be inducted right now. To the Fuck You Awards. The first people to be inducted are as follows. When you hear your name, suck my cock. the first person to be inducted is Ben Kazee. Ben, you are a fucking player. That's right. You are a fucking player. You like to make girls feel terrible because you date them, screw them, and then leave them. Fuck you, Ben. Fuck you. Continuing on. We have to continue on now. To our next fuck you inductee. Somebody who I haven't talked to in ages. Ladies and gentlemen, and I must say, fuck you to this guy who emailed me last week, Brian Harold. Brian, you are a fucking parasite. If you jumped off the bridge, nobody would miss you. So long, asshole, and fuck you. Continuing on, because I just don't have time to waste on that fucking loser. Oh, our third inductee this week to the Fuck You Awards is the management of one WNEM. That's right, they got the third inductee this week for being total douche nozzles and not offering descriptive video services to their blind patrons. Or, as you say, blind viewers. And they get the double fuck you award because they fired an awesome anchor for no reason. Correct, they terminated her for no reason. Because somebody else wanted the spotlight. Alana, that's our next fuck you award in FD, by the way. But she can be included in this one, too. Because she's the reason for it. Fuck you, WNEM, and fuck you, Elena Holland. Because you both are now in the first Fuck You Awards. We only had three people to put in this time, and we only put three in every time. Sometimes we can include more. But when there's only one, two, or three, that's a pretty good day. Continuing on. Who's got time for that shit? Oh, and you know, we must say to the last fuck you inductee, you are an attention whore. You need to get your ass off the TV and go back to learn how to read. Maybe go back to first grade. That would be the idea. Because even I'm blind, and I can read better than you. And I'm blind. But I guess that doesn't have nothing to do with it. Oh, it does when you're dyslexic, though. And I am dyslexic, too. So, fuck all. Dickbag. Anyway. Alright, Fuck You Awards are over for this week. Tune in next week, you'll see what they get. You see who gets the Fuck You Awards next week. Anyway, we'd like to say thank you to some people out there in Radio Land for making radio what it is today. Yeah, we have those awards, but they're called, what are they called now? I forgot. Never mind. Fuck. We're not going to do all that. It'd be just too much time. So, baseball's back in season. How many of you are baseball fans? If you have a favorite team you'd like me to cover right here on the MaterCast, please let me know. Send me an email. My email is included in the show notes. You have to dig for it, though. I made it really hard for you. You have to dig for it. But it's there. So go and send me an email and let me know what teams you want me to talk about. You know I'm going to talk about my favorite teams, the Tigers and the Cubs. Oh, yeah. They're playing today, aren't they? Yeah, it's opening day today. I think I mentioned that like 5 times, but it's opening day today for the Tigers, home opener. Sounds like a pretty good deal. Hope it didn't get rained the fuck out. We were supposed to get lots of rain today. And I hope the game didn't get fucking pissed on by God. Or Ernie Arwell. Whichever. Because he can't be here to call it. It's bullshit. Isn't it, Ernie? Anyway. You know? Damn it. Anyway. Yeah, well, Dan's doing a really good job, though. Nobody can complain about Big Dan Dickerson. He does what he does. It's good. Too bad Mario wasn't involved. And thanks to Rod, he's not no longer on TV anymore. But Mario and Pemba was great. I hope somebody else picks him up and uses him for National. Actually, they should. Because he's really, really good at what he does. They should have him as a National broadcaster for Fox. And yes, I had to put Ben in the Fuck You Awards as well because he never wants to hang out with me anymore. I didn't want to put him in there. He's my friend still, I guess, if you want to call him that. He never comes around anymore, so I don't know whether he's my friend or if he's just a douchebag. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. I'll let you know. But yep, it's starting to become sad. But that whole damn team hasn't gotten together since a while ago, a long time ago. I'm not interested in doing anything with that group anymore because we never, it's like we always do things they want to do. We never do anything I want to do. We never do anything that's fun that I like to do. It's always what they, you know, they decide to do, and I'm not doing that no more. I'm going to go out and do my own thing and do what I want to do and be happy. That's why you haven't heard very many podcasts from me lately. I've been doing things I want to do and forgetting about my role as a podcaster. Because that's what podcasting is. Podcasting is, we take time to smell the roses, so to speak. And sometimes we're not always on the air. But if you're real dedicated, you will be. And if you got another show you want to promote, you will be. But you'll notice, I haven't gotten hired back into radio for a very long time. So sadly, I don't have a job to do anymore. Bullshit. Anyway. I'm not mad about it. I'm just disappointed. Fuckers. Anyway. So. We gotta talk right now. We're going to endorse another radio station, another radio platform for you. We're not saying you should use it or anything if you don't want to. I'm not on there, by the way, but I'm going to endorse it because I find that it's a very neat, nifty, cool deal. It's called Dash Radio, and what Dash Radio tries to do is give you music to listen to without all the commercials. And they do very good at it. They do very good at it. And so we want to endorse them today and say, yeah, tune into them. They're good. They don't have no commercials. If you're in the mid-Michigan area, we'd also like to endorse. We've been endorsing, but we'd like to continue that endorse. And I guess you could say endorse or whatever you want to call it. Plug, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, we want to continue our plugging of 103.9 The Fox and The Foxhole Morning Show. Yeah, you got to tune in to my friend Johnny Burke in the morning at 103.9 The Fox. And if you don't have... Hang on. You're probably thinking, why are you broadcasting shit about mid-Michigan? I'm not even in mid-Michigan. I'm in New Orleans, or I'm in London, England, or Nova Scotia, Canada. I can't pick them up. Try again. Because they have a radio app you can download on the App Store. So no excuses, assholes. Tune in to my friend, Johnny Burke, in the morning. And you won't be disappointed. So, you got to tune in around 5 in the morning. Just keep it tuned in. About, I'd say tune in about 4 o'clock in the morning. Even though he's not there. Still got great music. Tune in. And you'll catch him. If you listen all the way up to 10 o'clock, you'll catch Johnny Burke, Amy Burke, Hale Moss, who is the news guy, Mark Torregrossa, the... weather guy who used to work at NBC 25 in here in mid-Michigan and did a great job for years. So many other cool people. And you, of course. But they have great guests, great people. Smart-ass Jimmy, of course. We got a new guy named Jimmy the Geek Jamboni. Yeah, that's a great name. So, anyway, I had to throw it in there that he was a smartass. Why? Why do I do that? Because it gets everybody's interest up. Yeah, he gets, you know. Of course, Johnny, he's just a provert, but we won't go there. Anyway, Hal, he's in a world. Hal's in a world all his own. He even has his own studio at his own house because he's in a world all his own. As I said, he's just cool like that. He gets the rights. He's got rights, you know. He's got broadcaster's rights. See, Johnny, he has to come to work every morning. He's got to come to work every morning. Johnny does. So he goes to work, you know. He drives from Frank and moves all the way out to Flint, back and forth. What's Hal do? He kind of sticks around at his house. He goes upstairs and grabs a coffee, goes downstairs and does his thing, probably. Looks at the news all day. I'm just teasing you, Hal. You gotta know it. Anyway, they're my friends over there, so tune in to them all. They're good people. And I don't broadcast about any other shows in my area because they all suck. So you don't want to tune into TV5 Wake Up either. They suck too. Don't tune into them. But you can tune into NBC 25 today. You know, I think it's kind of cool. They got a great meteorologist over there. And I can't pronounce his name very well yet. I'm still learning people's names over there. But they got some great people. And they got a guy that's been working news in this area for over 40 years. Over there, which is marvelous. And now, we go on to our next part. Who is Jerry going to piss off today? I'm going to piss off. Sorry, I know it's coming. People are going to get angry. But let's do a countdown, seeing as this is season 2, I gotta let you guys know. It's gonna be filled with a bunch of curse words, and you gotta understand what each one means in my world. See, I'm different than you. I'm in a different world, because I'm in two worlds at once. I'm in this world here, and I can't explain the other world to you, because I don't even know about it. Now, it's just a world. When you're on my podcast, you have to know no word is racist. No word is offensive. No word is derogatory. If you don't like something I'm saying, you don't have to subscribe, and I would appreciate if you wouldn't. Because I wouldn't. If I didn't like something, I'd just turn it right off. And I wouldn't go back to watching or listening to it. So here's your chance to bow out gracefully, because I'm going to shoot some words at you that you thought. What? Who says that? Right? The first word. Let's do our countdown. Countdown of the most, the 10 biggest words you will hear come out of my mouth at any given time during my podcast. Number 10. Nigger. As in, fucking nigger. Anyway. Number 9. Towel head. I know, I'm offensive, I don't give a fuck. Number 8. Greaser. Yeah, that's a word, isn't it? Let me look that up. Yeah, that's a word. Yeah. Fucking greaser. Anyway. Number 7. Fuck. If that word bothers you, you might as well cancel now. Number 6. Dick brain. That's a phrase I made up myself back when I was young. I'd say 24, 23, somewhere in that range. I just came up with it myself and started calling people that. Fucking dick brain. Anyway. Or someone just made a dick brain idea. Or what the fuck is that dick brain doing in the fucking parking lot? Hey, don't take my spot, dick brain. There's all kinds of ways to use that word. I believe that was number, was it 7? I don't give a fuck. There can be 2 number 7s. And 2 number 6s. Number 6. Whore. This may be prefaced by attention, stupid, fucking, dumb, cock brain, or dick brain, as we say, and may not be never mind, I've lost my train of thought. All right, number 5. Everyone's favorite, every guy's favorite word, pussy. Yes, pussy is good for you. Except I never get any, so I wouldn't know. All right, continuing on, number 4. Number 4. See what that does to you? Number 4. You know, cock, pecker, or Peter. Wait, that's not a curse word. That's also someone's name. But if you use it just right, it can be a curse word. Anyway, just like dick, right? That's why people stopped calling themselves Dick. Or Richard. Or Rich. Or Richie. Because they can also be called Dick. Ricardo. Anyway. Number 3. Twat waffle. How long has it been since you heard that word? Yes. You will hear that word in these podcasts. Somewhere. My favorite phrase, number 2, Jesus Christ on a popsicle stick. That's when you know something seriously went wrong. Or, I was surprised by something. Depends on my mood. And the number 1 word, well, would have to be Well, as you can guess, faggot. As in, stupid faggot, or, man, he's a faggot. You know the difference between a gay person and a faggot? Faggots flaunt it. And gay people don't. Alright. Now that's out of the fucking way. Let's check the time. We still got another 30 minutes. We don't know what we're going to do with it, but we got another 30 minutes. I think we're going to stop right here, though, because we don't want to give them too much. If I give too much away now, you fuckers won't bother to listen again. So keep on trying, baby. Oh, this is the Jammer, Jamming Jerry Mater here, saying, fuck you later. Bye.